33,000 we know from these figures from the CSO who have arrived here from Ukraine. Let's talk to the senior statistician at the CSO, Declan Smith. Declan, very good afternoon. Welcome to the news at one.
How are you doing, Brian?
This is the first time that you've assembled figures on the numbers of Ukrainians arriving here since I think you took from the beginning of March. And I suppose it does confirm what was pretty evident at the time and is still the case that most, the great majority, are women and children.
Yeah, that's right. Today the CSO has published Arrivals from Ukraine and Ireland Series 1, and it's a publication that's based on PPSN allocations, so the administrative data from the Department of Social Protection. So I suppose it's an estimate of the number of arrivals, because some who have arrived from Ukraine may not have applied for a PPSN number yet, or had earlier on in the crisis but have subsequently left the country. But the figure that we've published for the weekend on the 22nd of May is 33,151 since the invasion of Iraq, of Ukraine.
Yeah, and you've also analysed the distribution of those arriving here by local electoral area. And what have you found there?
Okay, so what we did was we had a look at the post office addresses associated with people who have arrived from Ukraine and would be using that post office address to avail of services from the Department of Social Protection. So we're using that as a proxy for the place of residence. So and we were able to map about 90% of all the arrivals to a post office address. So that means we were able to break the country down into 166 geographical areas, and we've found that arrivals from Ukraine are present in all local electoral areas. In Dublin's LEA, not inner city, we had the highest count, which was over 1,100. But when you actually look at the rates of arrivals from Ukraine to the population in a local electoral area, we actually found that the LEA Ennis Tymon in County Clare had the highest rate at 6.8%, and that was a broad range down to 0.03% in the rural LEA in County Loud.
Yeah, I mean, that means almost one in seven then in people in North Clare are Ukrainians at the moment, and also significant enough both numbers and proportions of the population in places like South Donegal and South Kerry.
Yeah, and like I suppose when you take it into account as well, we're saying, you know, over 33,000 in the last census, the population of Leitrim by 2016 census was just over 32,000.
Declan, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That's Declan Smith from the Central Statistics Office.